dreamless sleep allows genius to be revealed. Dreamless sleep allows genius to be revealed. All of us have more dreamless sleep than we have dream sleep. All of us have more hours spent in dreamlessness than we do in dreaming. Our mind is registered in sleeping conditions so often, and it's registered to find out what's going on in our minds, what things we're thinking about, what things are important to us. And as we have this going on in our consciousness, we are a very busy person, because we are in our dreamless sleep. We're allowing our genius to be revealed. Daily, my mind is creative physically. In my daily conscious wake state, I'm very busy with projects and very busy with concepts and ideas and very busy with all sorts of things that make me feel very fulfilled and very revealed. In fact, it's a wonderful thing to do, but it is very limiting. It's like driving in low gear when you can drive in high gear. And so as I am living in my daily physical state of consciousness, I am living in a very slow rate of expression of the genius within me, of the all-knowingness within me, of the self within me that understands and fully reveals to itself all that it is. Now, do I want to have a more rapid awareness of what's going on? Do I want to be aware of the allness of the universe? Do I want to be aware of the infinity of the universe, of the source of all knowledge and all wisdom within me? Well, you say, sure, who wouldn't, you know? Well, actually, what we do during the day, it keeps us from experiencing all that, because we live in a very logical way during the day, telling ourselves that we cannot do things. And as we tell ourselves that we cannot do things, then we do not do them. We do not enter into them. We do not think about them. And the reason we don't think about them is that it's just not interesting to us to think about them. Now, do you want to think about the allness of the universe? Do you want to think about the infinity of the universe? Do you want to be able to be like a satellite camera looking down upon the earth and seeing hidden lines and hidden activities beneath the surface of the earth? Because you slice right through the physical. You slice right through what appears to be and see beyond. Dreamless sleep allows the genius in each of us to be revealed. And the more gentle, quiet, peaceful, dreamless sleep we can have, the more wonderful we reveal the possibilities of our life, the more wonderful we reveal the magic that's within us, the ideas that are within us that we never dreamed possible. And isn't that interesting to say, we never dreamed possible? Think about it. Daily, my mind is creative physically. It works on logical things that give me an opportunity to fulfill myself in this physical universe. But nightly, my mind allows the unlimited source to be engaged, to be enjoyed, to be revealed, to be fulfilled. When I am quiet, when I am peaceful, when I am not stormed up by many dreams and many ideas, because I prepare myself as I put myself to sleep to say I am peace, I am balance, I am harmony, I am oneness. You see, I put the cause in motion as I prepare myself to go to sleep to be in that state of oneness with the source of all that I am, to open up that inner source of knowledge, the source of wisdom, the source of beingness that I am. Nightly, my mind allows the unlimited source to be engaged. And now, how do I engage that unlimited source? By being peaceful. By saying to myself, as I prepare to go to bed, as I prepare to go to sleep, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I know all. All is revealed to me. I am peace. All knowledge rapidly, joyously, bountifully flows out of my inner source, out of my inner wisdom, out of my inner mind, out of my connection with the infinite that I have. And as I have this connection with the infinite, I am flowing beautifully and fantastically and joyously in my world of allness. This is true for all of us. Dreamless sleep allows the genius we are to be revealed. But dreamless sleep can only allow the genius to be revealed when we have dreamless sleep. When we train ourselves as we go to sleep not to have worrisome sleep, not to have dream-uttered sleeps that are dreams of problems and dreams of the world of difficulty, but to have dreams, if any, of peace, of balance, of seeing yourself one as all. When they did research on Einstein's brain, they found that the filament that was between the left and the right brains was no longer there. It was not there, period. And in you and I, that filament is there, and that filament is sort of like a gate that keeps us from being totally one with our infinite awareness, being totally one with our infinite allness. Now, it doesn't have to be a solid gate, but the gate becomes more solid when we believe that what we see is what is, that we make the illusions of life the reality of life, instead of moving on into that inner realm, that inner source of peace and delight and magic. Are you ready to nightly put your mind into that state of awareness where it is acknowledging the source of all knowledge? It's engaging in a repartee with all that is within you, and you feel good, you feel a sense of greatness, you feel a sense of joy, a sense of magic. This is what you are. This is what I am. We are that sense of magic. We are that sense of joy. We are that sense of peace. And we are that sense because we have chosen to be it. We have chosen to have it. We have chosen to know it. We have chosen to live it. And as we choose to have it, know it, live it, then we are it. And it's ours. It's not something we have to beg for, not something we have to program ourselves, not something we have to dedicatedly study for and work to have revealed, because inspirational knowledge is the all knowledge, the source knowledge. And when we tune into that inspirational knowledge, we have that source knowledge in us shining out in all that we do. Now, it doesn't have to be facts. It doesn't have to be things that we can put our finger on or that we can observe in our scientific studies. But what it is a knowingness. It is a revealed knowingness. We're engaged with the absolute source of all knowledge, with the absolute revelation of all knowledge. And we know. Just like great minds oftentimes come up with conclusions that they have no idea what those conclusions are. They have no idea how to use them. And then they have to begin a study of what this concept is that they've come up with, and let it be revealed to them from their inner source what it means. So it is with the theory of relativity. We didn't know what it meant. Still don't know too well what it means, because it doesn't mean what we think it means. What it means is that all is, and we are tuned into all that is, and that's what we want to learn how to do. We want to learn how to tune in to all that is, and we do that by our sleepless dreams at night. When we prepare ourselves for bed, we say, I am peace. I am peace. And we keep doing that until we have brought ourselves into this peaceful attitude, which has no concepts, no preconceived ideas, just a peaceful attitude that says, I am peace. And as we say, I am peace, that nightly my mind allows the unlimited source to be engaged. And my dreamless sleep allows the genius in me to be revealed. That dreamless sleep allows the genius in me to be fulfilled and to be acknowledged. And I can do it so simply by saying, nightly, I am peace. I am one with all, and all is good and very good. You could do this. Scientists, many brilliant people all over the world and from the beginning of time have done this. And today, you can do it. It doesn't matter what busyness your mind has gone into before. It doesn't matter how confused you've been with all the knowledge of the universe before. Now, you can tune into it in the simple way that it is tuned into. Be aware of it. Delight in it, and enjoy it now. I'm so happy for you that you and I know dreamless sleep allows the genius to be revealed. Dreamless sleep allows the genius to be revealed. And I reveal my genius now, as I know you reveal your genius now. And be assured, as you're in your dreamless sleep, I surround you with my unconditional love, and I love you. I love you. I love you.